The details were hammered out during lunch, which Trevor insisted they enjoy at Pete's. Trevor wanted all the money in hand before he betrayed his client. They agreed to deliver $100,000 cash that afternoon and immediately start a wire transfer for the balance. Trevor wanted a different bank, but they insisted on keeping Geneva Trust in Nassau. They assured him their access was limited only to observing the account. They could not tamper with the funds. Besides, the money would arrive there by late afternoon. If they changed banks, then it might take a day or two. Both sides were anxious to complete the deal. Wes and Chap wanted full, immediate protection for their client. Trevor wanted his fortune. After three beers, he was already spending it. Chap left early to fetch the money. Trevor ordered a long neck to go, and they got into Wes' car for a ride around town. Trevor took a small sip. Which one's your client?
Which one? How many victims are you working on right now?
Ricky's been busy lately, probably 20 or so in the works. So who's your client?
Al Conyers.
Trevor nodded and tried to remember how many letters he'd handled between Ricky and Al. What a coincidence. I was making plans to go to Washington to do some background work on Mr. Conyers. Do you know his real name?
No. We were hired by some of his people.
How interesting. So none of us knows the real Al Conyers.
That's correct,
and I'm sure it'll stay that way. Trevor pointed to a convenience store and said, "Pull in there, I need a beer." Wes waited near the gas pumps. It had been determined that they would not say anything about his drinking until the money changed hands and he had told them everything. They would build some trust, then gently try to nudge him closer to sobriety. The last thing they needed was Trevor at Pete's every night, drinking and talking too much.